listening to Pushing the Odds. Live from Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
So Patriot fans had an interesting day yesterday when on social media they saw the video that Julian Edelman put out announcing his retirement. Tom Brady with a very heartfelt message on Instagram about his friend walking away from the game after he failed a physical. It's been a tough run for Julian Edelman health-wise. After getting shut down last year in October, there were some thoughts that he may not return to the NFL. He made the announcement yesterday. Heck of a career. But to help us talk about the impact of Edelman's retirement, the voice of the Patriots, Bob Scocci joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Bob, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Matt. Good to be with you.
Thanks for coming on. All right, was this a surprise to you, or did you have some inclinations that this was coming to yesterday that Edelman was going to walk?
You know, I can't say it's a surprise because there's been a lot of speculation and certainly concern about Julian's future. Even going back to the preseason last year, he had struggled late in 2019 with a series of injuries, continuing a theme throughout his career as a guy that constantly grinded his way and gritted his way through pain and overcoming injury. Surgeries on both feet, a torn ACL before the 2017 season. Then in 2019, in the midst of what was a very productive season, another 1,000-yard campaign for him, his third. Edelman, during the course of the year, struggled with the knee. There were other issues as well as cracked ribs, on top of both shoulders being injured during the year. And so you could see the Patriots going back last preseason, really trying to manage him cautiously. And by that time, Matt, reports are that it was bone on bone with regards to his knee. And he worked his way through the first half of the season, or at least the first six games, underwent a procedure in October. And there was hope that he would come back. But by December, he tried. Even when the Patriots were out of playoff contention, and it tells a lot about Julian Edelman, here they were, this team that had seen its long run of playoff appearances snapped. The offense was struggling with Cam Newton, of course, following Tom Brady. And Edelman still tried to come back at the age of 34 in December, with no meaningful games left to play in a sense, and yet he gave it a go for a few days in practice, and that didn't work out. So from that point on, certainly there was a lot of speculation. Then about a week ago, Karen Gregan here in Boston, a reporter for the Boston Herald, had a report citing a source close to Edelman suggesting that he wouldn't be able to finish the 2021 season if he were to try to play. So again, there were a lot of signs pointing toward yesterday's announcement and news before Julian made it all official.
Now, his former teammates, and I think every Patriot fan, whenever they saw this, were like, wait, is this real or is he going to Tampa? And even Gronkowski, Rob Gronkowski, said he's 69% sure. And I know there's a little tongue-in-cheek there with TMZ. But, I mean, is this really it? Do you think it's a year off and he could play somewhere else? Or is Edelman really done with the NFL in your mind?
No, I think he's done. You know, I think, first of all, you look at Tampa Bay, you know, what room is there for Julian Edelman on their roster? Even if he wanted to continue to play with Godwin, with Tyler Johnson, with Scotty Miller, along with Evans, of course, even though there's that relationship with Brady, and although the Buccaneers, of course, last year did go out and sign two of Tom's favorites, Rob Gronkowski and Antonio Brown, certainly when you looked at the makeup of their roster, there was no place for Edelman there. I think at the end of last season, maybe people thought it was a possibility and a realistic possibility. But from Julian's standpoint, I think what he said yesterday were his true feelings. He said Foxborough forever. And this is a guy that can't give any more than he's already given to the Patriots organization. I think to understand his career, and I didn't really fully comprehend it because I didn't start calling the games until 2013, which was his breakout season. You got to go back. It's not just being a former quarterback at Kent State, seventh-round draft pick. But it's a lot of the tribulations and the trials that he went through early on in his career. It was an off-the-field incident. There were signs of immaturity. And then as he was starting to come into form and maybe start to challenge Wes Welker, a series of injuries began to unfold. He had a concussion in 2012 and then a foot injury that ended that season. He went out on the free agent market and he visited the Giants, but there were no other takers, no other interested parties. He came back to the Patriots in a one-year deal. Now, the Pats had just signed Danny Amendola, presumably as Welker's successor, and at the same time, it signed Emmanuel Sanders to an offer sheet, which Pittsburgh eventually matched and kept Sanders. So you really wonder what would have happened had the Giants given Edelman an offer or somebody else been interested, or if Emmanuel Sanders had come here. had Danny Amendola not gotten hurt in the 2013 opener when he tore his groin in the opener against the Buffalo Bills, and that was the breakthrough season for Edelman as a receiver, his first 100-catch, 1,000-yard season. And he began a run of really one of the best six-year stretches in Patriots history, but also one of the best runs in the postseason in NFL history.
Voice of the Patriots, Bob Soci, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Does it matter if Edelman one day goes into Canton, Ohio? I mean, does it change the narrative? Does it change the story? I mean, clearly he becomes an all-time great and immortal. But to me, I don't think it really matters whether or not he goes in. He's a Patriot Hall of Famer, and he's only second to Jerry Rice in receptions and receiving yards in postseason history. I mean, his place in NFL history is pretty safe, is it not?
Yeah, I agree. Tom Curran, who wrote the book Relentless, a biography, a memoir with Edelman a couple of years ago, wrote a terrific column yesterday for NBC Sports Boston. And nobody's closer to Julian and the New England media, I think, than Tom. As close as he can be, Edelman at times is a closed book, as open as he is with the public about a lot of things. He wrote a terrific column and essentially said that although Julian certainly merits consideration for Canton, I think that argument, that debate, it's really irrelevant, as you say, because we at least in New England appreciate Edelman's career and his value to the Patriots on and off the field. And this guy was the quintessential Patriot. You hear that term a lot. And there are a lot of guys like Teddy Bruschi and Edelman and Matthew Slater and Devin McCourty on the current Patriots roster. Brady was certainly the quintessential Patriot for two decades with his work ethic and approach to the game and unselfishness overall, even as a star. But Edelman is the guy who, again, overcame numerous injuries, overcame the challenges of being a 5'10 receiver from the Mid-American Conference, making a conversion to wide receiver. He covered kicks to start his career. He returned punts, and he became one of the best punt returners in NFL history. During the 2014 season, well into his career at one point, he had the best return average in NFL history, better than 11 yards per punt return. He overall ran four back for touchdowns, tying a Patriots franchise record. As a former quarterback, he completed 7 of 8 passes for the Patriots in regular season and postseason play, including 2 touchdowns. And one of them, of course, was to Danny Amendola in the memorable comeback in the 2014 AFC Divisional Round playoffs, 51 yards against the Baltimore Ravens. And, I mean, that was a play in a game that really helped dispel a notion at the time. A lot of people looked at the Patriots as a quote-unquote finesse team, and they really showed the resolve in that game and later, of course, coming back against the Seahawks and thereafter with their comeback win over the Falcons. And Edelman was the guy who embodied that. He embodied that toughness, embodied that that quality, that unselfishness for the Patriots. He played defensive back really in his career. Played, I think, 27 snaps against the Ravens in the AFC Championship game, and then played as well in the secondary against the Giants in Super Bowl 46. So he was a football player. He was a complete football player. And I think part of the problem with the argument about Hall of Fame or not, and it's one of the things that bothers me about people so easily dismiss it. I'm not saying he belongs in Canton. I think he deserves some consideration because particularly of that postseason resume. When you're up there next to only Jerry Rice, you at least deserve some thought. But I think what they lose sight of it, it's not about the statistics. It's not about the number of Pro Bowls. It's about who this guy was as a football player on the most dominant team during his career in the NFL. What he meant to that team.
Yeah, I mean, that win over the Chiefs in the AFC title game on the road at Arrowhead, that last drive was all him and Brady and just quintessential, just going over the middle, making tough catch after touch catch, third down conversions, and what they were able to do was incredible. Could Julian Edelman have been, if he had gone to a different franchise, is the career the same?
I can't answer that definitively. I don't think so. But you never know. I mean, there's always a question. What if Tom Brady had been drafted by a different franchise? And I always think, as a fourth quarterback on the roster, sixth round draft pick, he might not have gotten even any consideration if he kept on the team the way Belichick and the Patriots did. And I think with Edelman, too, Jim Nagy was one of the first people on to Edelman. Jim now runs the Reese's Senior Bowl, former Patriots scout. And, he talked to the Kent State coaches, and there was no quarterbacking in Edelman's future in the NFL. It was suggested to Nagy, as I understand it, that Edelman could maybe play defensive back or certainly could convert to wide receiver and be a real good return man, a good special teams player. I'm not sure how many teams would have looked at Julian Edelman the way the Patriots did and given him an opportunity, working him out on special teams before they eventually drafted him in the seventh round. And even as a seventh round pick, keeping him around as long as they did, to his credit, he seized his early opportunities on special teams. But, you know, again, after the 2012 season, they could have easily said, we don't have a place for you. Now, they got him back for what amounted to basically a minimum deal after that injury play 2012. But, you know, they had Amendola coming in. They had some other guys that they had brought in that year that did not make the team as veteran free agents. It would have been easy for the Patriots at that point to say, you know, Julian's been kind of a disappointment as a receiver because he's been on special teams. So we're going to move on. But at least they gave him that one-year opportunity. And, of course, he took full advantage of it.
Incredible story. And, you know, I often wonder – Wes Welker kind of created the position in a lot of ways, and Edelman kind of took it and made it and perfected it in a lot of ways and became just this weapon for the Patriots offense with Tom Brady that was truly remarkable. Bob, I got about 2 minutes left. Before I let you go, I want to just ask you about what's going to happen at the end of the month. Your broadcast partner, Scott Zolak, has been pretty adamant about Cam Newton not being the guy for the Patriots and not the need for a quarterback is desperate for the Patriots next season with all the moves they have made. You're around this team. Do you see the Patriots doing the ultimate about-face and trading up into the top 10 to get a quarterback?
You know, man, I'm not as harsh on Cam Newton as my partner is. I think there are who were, and it's reasonable to say this, I think, a lot of factors that worked against him last year. All that being said, whether it was the lack of time with the team because of the late signing, the truncated training camp, the COVID breakout on the team, of course, him contracting it during the year, et cetera, the lack of weapons around it. Nonetheless, there was certainly reason to question, you know, how effective he could be as the quarterback of the team, even with the kind of support they've given him through free agency this year. And I do think that you look at his contract, 1 year, only about $3.5 million guaranteed, they continue to look for another answer at quarterback. That doesn't mean that Cam Newton won't be the starter on day one. Bill Belichick surprised everybody with the aggressiveness and the volume of signings in free agency. So I don't want to say they will never trade up. I think at this point it's unlikely, but it is my hope that if a quarterback they covet starts to slip a little bit, at least through the first three, maybe it's, you know, Atlanta going in a different direction other than Mac Jones, and he falls down and past the number eight or number nine pick if Denver doesn't take him. Maybe the Patriots really do like Justin Fields. They're one of the few teams so far that I know that have signed up to see his second throwing day at Ohio State. Maybe they do make that bold leap forward. They certainly have assets, and you look at the constitution of the roster right now, all those free agents, they have 10 picks in this draft. You know, are they willing to do something they've never done before and trade draft capital at the top of the draft in future years to make a move up? I wouldn't count it out, but I don't think it's likely. Mm. Still, you know, for me, I think they have to be aggressive in the market to some degree. That means whether they continue to kick the tires with San Francisco and inquire about Jimmy Garoppolo down the road, or drafting a quarterback beyond the first round, say Kellen Mond or Kyle Trask, maybe even Davis Mills out of Stanford. But I wouldn't be totally shocked if the Patriots made that leap forward. Okay. I would be somewhat surprised.
Bob, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate you coming on.
Matt, my pleasure. Thanks.
It's Bob Zocchi, voice of the Patriots here on Pushing the Odds. More to come.